I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kuwait's lawmakers are considering the death penalty for blaspheming. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's not a done deal, but a similar situation exists in Pakistan.
Well, I think the concern not only for Voice of the Martyrs, but for all people who believe in freedom and believe in freedom of speech is that this can be used to put someone to death for saying something against Muhammad or against the Quran, against Islam.
The gospel won't be stopped, but
pray for those who are sharing the gospel that they will continue to be bold and not be intimidated.
Next, for every 1,000 people in Tanzania, there are only 1.1 hospital beds. So although Grace Ministries International has had an agricultural and educational outreach in the nation for years, its medical facility may be its most pivotal ministry. The facility opened in January, and since then, it's offered care to thousands, swinging doors wide open for the gospel, says Sam Vinton.
We feel it's just another outreach of helping people physically at the same time, showing them the love of Christ and, of course, hearing the word of Christ.
And a Pushtun proverb states, a woman's place is at home or in the grave. Due to this general attitude towards women in Afghanistan, life is anything but easy for them. 87% of Afghan women are illiterate, and only 30% get to go to school. Unsurprisingly, women struggle to get health care, and infant mortality is rampant. A partner organization of Operation Mobilization is sending medical personnel in to provide pre- and postnatal care. To be the hands and feet of Christ in that way, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Well, Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.